a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Now.
Now.
Grab your popcorn, kids.
It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's I Feel Seen on K-Rock and Action.
Part of the week where we speak to our inner thespian. We get acting, two of us. And one of us has to guess what the movie is. And it's all thanks to Stan. God, get on there.
Yeah, the biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan are the words you're looking for,
There's
I think.
There's so much on offer.
Yellowstone about to come back.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, there you go. Well, AJ, you are here. Welcome. You are here in lieu of Lingy. Now, we did give you a couple of options. We said Tom and I could act out a scene for you, or I could do just one for Tom and you don't have to do anything, or you could be involved and act for us. Surprisingly, not. AJ jumped up at the chance to act for us.
Yes.
Today. So you were going to do a monologue, or maybe you're doing three different voices. We're not sure. How this works, though?
I do know how this works.
Okay, so what's going to happen is that we're going to let you go off and do your thing. And then at the end, once you act, you have to say, and scene.
And pull down the curtain with your...
The blind.
Hand. Yeah, like this.
The curtain blind thing, yep. So we know that you're finished acting and you're now back in the room.
This is pulling back on all my Year 12 theatre studies at school.
This is my next question. Did you do theatre studies in Year 12?
I did drama from Year 7 all the way through to Year 12.
I was the
white rabbit in our school production of Alice.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Which was a singing part too.
I am
can do everything
so surprised,
very badly.
AJ.
We are in safe pause.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Well, I'm going to turn down the background music and you act out this scene. We will tell you what movie it's from.
She's been dead 2 years and that's the shit I remember. It's wonderful stuff, you know, little things like that. Yeah, but those are the things I miss the most, those little idiosyncrasies that only I knew about. That's what made her my wife. Boy, and she had the goods on me, too. She knew all my peccadillos. People call these things imperfections, but they're not. That's the good stuff. And then we get to choose who we let into our weird little worlds. You're not perfect, sport. And let me save you the suspense. This girl you met, she isn't perfect either. But the question is whether or not you're perfect for each other. That's the whole deal. That's what intimacy's all about. Now you can know everything in the world, sport, but you're not finding that out without giving it a shot. You certainly won't learn from an old like me. Even if I knew, I wouldn't tell a piss ant like you. And sing.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Can I just say, wow, best acting on the show.
So good.
So I was like, you started, I was like, oh my God, this is like seriously good. Yeah. Well done.
Good on you.
Shock horror, I took this way too serious.
Oh, I know. I feel like, okay, so it's someone asking someone for advice.
Peccadillo rings a bell.
And I feel like it's like, not everyone's perfect. So she sounds like she's gone, but then she sounds like she's still there. I feel like Ben Affleck might be involved. I don't know why.
You think it's Gone Girl, don't you?
No, I don't think it's Gone Girl. I think it's, what's the other one? The relationship one where they're like everyone's in it. You know when everyone's, he's just not that into you. Something like that.
That's definitely not it.
Okay.
Can we have a clue?
Ben Affleck is in it.
Oh,
what a guess.
Yes. Yeah. Psychic vibes.
But the guess I'd say is Ben Affleck wrote it.
Ah.
Argo?
No.
The Town?
No.
Batman.
Ben Affleck is in it. Matt Damon's in it.
Oh, Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting.
I'm not perfect, sport. Let me save you the suspense. This girl you met, she isn't perfect either. But the question is whether or not you're perfect for each other.
Oh, my God. All you had to say was, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault. That's way too easy.
It's not your fault. Shut up, man. Shut up. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well done, mate.
Yay. Well done. And Tom's about to sneeze. So that is a sign of good acting. Well done,
you, AJ. Wonderful. All right. You can do that again anytime you like, buddy. We appreciate
so
you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It is hay fever season.
Oh, my God. Has it come early or...?
No, I think, well, it's spring, so, I mean, that seems... So I thought we might try and do a live one of these.
Oh, no,
hey.
Oh, no.
Hay fever's
got to me.
I'm having issues.
It's a lovely spot. Ho ho! I felt it. It's got me this coldness, this wetness, this
dry. Okay, it's got to be pollen in that bit. Okay. I should have done a bit of research. Should have done it. Anyway, I got the first bit. That's fine. Maybe I'll just stop.
No, you did get the first bit.
Yeah, I did. Anyway, if you're feeling like you might be suffering from hay fever, you also will likely not be sure whether it's a cold or not. Do you ever get that where you're like, am I sick or is it just hay fever?
Dude, Jimmy's sick at the moment, right? And he was like, it's hay fever, it's hay fever, it's hay fever. You're scratching your nose. I feel so bad because I said to him, if you ever get really sick, I don't know if I can be the person that takes care of you, honestly. Because he sneezed like 9 times in a row and I'm like, this is too much.
Yeah.
Like control yourself.
It's so dramatic.
But it's like, shut up.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, but it's hay fever. Turns out he's sick. But also the hay fever.
Yeah. It's very confusing. So the Chief Medical Officer at National Health Advice Service, Health Direct Australia.
Oh, we didn't need all that.
She's come out and said hay fever and other illnesses do share common symptoms, as we know, right? She says colds, flu and COVID-19 usually have additional symptoms like fever, body aches, cough or a sore throat that aren't typical of hay fever, right? Why are you laughing?
No, because I'm just like, I'll tell you in a minute. Okay. Sorry.
She says persistent heavier hay fever symptoms may cause a sore throat though. So sore throat is not a dead giveaway that you're sick.
But you know when people scratch their throat?
Yeah.
But how do you scratch your throat? No, by the way, that sound, don't you even do it. Do it in the privacy of your own space.
But it's like it when you rub your eyes. Like once you start scratching your throat with your
that's fine
tongue or whatever.
No. They scratch their ears and their throat with this sound.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Shut up.
I don't care what you're suffering from. Get
suffering
it away from
silence.
Me. Exactly. Like the rest of us. Duration can also be a clue. Hay fever symptoms can last for several weeks during allergy season, whereas cold or flu typically resolves within a week or two. So if you're still crook like 3 weeks later, it's probably hay fever.
Great. I have checked the Melbourne pollen count and forecast.
Yes.
And it's saying low at the moment. Sorry.
Lies. Well, how would you know? Are you out there?
Yeah. Are you out amongst it?
How do they test for pollen?
Yeah. Like, do they have is it the guy that tests for feels like low?
Get a little plastic bag and like scoop it through the air like that and then
put your face over it. In it.
That's definitely hay fever.
Oh no.
Hay fever's got to me.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are so lucky to have the talent that we have in our little pocket of the world. Geelong Ballerina and the Surf Coast just bats so well above its average. And we know that because Chris does his show Great Ocean Odes each and every week. And one of the tracks from this lady was playing the other week. And you may have also seen her on a little show called The Voice.
Yeah, Cookie Robinson, OG's own, is on the line now. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Good. We're shattered for you, mate. Just robbed. You absolutely robbed, for those that didn't know. You didn't make it all the way. We didn't get chosen in the last battle on the weekend.
Yep.
Yeah. But you know what? With singing like this, this is why we think you were robbed.
Oh, like this one? Okay, this one. Hang on. I didn't want to lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers. Oh, I can hold my own hand. Yeah, I can love me better than you can. Just amazing. Cookie, so lots of chat about sort of the way it all went down and essentially two people went head to head and then Leanne put them both through, which then left her with five people and one spot to put through or something along those lines anyway. A lot of people calling out rigged, a lot of people saying the rules keep changing and it's sort of ruining the show. How did you feel about all of that? Do you feel like, did it feel like they were moving the goalposts a lot?
No, I mean, when we found out, I guess, we're a bit upset at the start because obviously you would be, finding out that your chances are so much slimmer of getting through now. But I think I was probably upset for, 10 minutes and then I got over it because, I mean, going against Ruben, who I love to death. He's amazing. He's the most beautiful person and he deserves to get through. So it's all good. I've got no hard feelings towards it. It's a bit of TV.
Yeah. It would have been so good for TV, though, if you'd thrown the mic and stormed off or something. But look, I'm so impressed with your status on stage, like how you control the room and everything. And at such a young age, too. I mean, this show was recorded when you were just 16. But seeing you take the stage, it's not like you're shaking or anything. Like, I'm on radio, but Tom knows I can't MC things. Like, I can't stand in front of a group of people.
You're fine if I'm there with you. You're fine.
Tom has to be there with me. He's like my support animal.
Yeah.
Were you so proud within yourself because of how you tackled this stage and being in front of all these amazing judges as well?
Yeah, I honestly think I was. Like, I'm still so young and one of the youngest people. I mean, Bo, Shearer and I were the youngest people to go through to the knockouts and I think the battles and the blinds as well. But to know that I kind of, like, handled it so well and I feel as though I had a really good mindset about it all and obviously I was nervous, as you would be, but yeah. I kind of just went in knowing... It's, you know, it's great publicity. It's a TV show, but it's just a TV show. You know, whatever happens, like, it's not the end of the world. And I'm just proud that I put myself out there.
Yeah, so you bloody should be, mate. 17 years old and absolutely smashing it. We're super proud of you as well. And, yeah, you say it's just a TV show. There is a wealth of evidence that you may not need the voice to have a successful career. Mm. So what's coming next for you, mate? What have you got sort of on the horizon?
Yeah, so I'm working with a few people in America over in LA on some new things. So writing with some amazing people, Hannah and Ethan, who are so good. I've been writing a few songs with them and producing one of those songs called Lowly, which will come out early next year. So
amazing.
Hopefully there's going to be a little bit more push in that in the coming months. But yeah, I'm super excited to show everyone what I've got. It's going to be fun, dancey, poppy. It's going to be really cool.
Very cool. So does this mean that you're going to maybe head over to LA during the summer holidays?
It doesn't mean that.
Boo.
Because I don't actually... My parents will let me. But as soon as I'm done with school, I'm going to pop over to LA. I mean, I've got some amazing mentors over there. I've got Ernest, who works at Atlantic Records, and Just Lou, who's worked with some amazing artists, Lady Gaga, sound engineering. So I've got some really good people behind my back who... They've actually been with me for over a year now, so it's amazing to have support and extra contacts within the industry.
Little tip for you too, there's a tour that you can go around that'll take you past Leanne Rimes' house. Take a dozen eggs. And as you roll past, bang.
No, Leanne wrote something amazing about you on Insta.
Sorry?
Leanne wrote something amazing about you on Insta, on your Insta story. She's like, she's so proud of you and you're a star in the making. So you're kind of mates now, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think I can't speak for the other contestants, but I know everyone on my team still has a relationship with Leanne.
That's
like
cool.
Sometimes like we're texting and I'll just ask her how she is and I'll remind her of how grateful I am.
Oh, cute.
Me on the show and her team, Daryl Brown and Hannah, are amazing and we are all still in contact. So awesome. It's been really awesome.
Well, we are super proud of you. I know I've already said it, but I can't say it enough. Cookie Robinson doing it for Geelong, doing it for the Bellarine. And we're very excited to see what comes next, to hear the new song. You'll, of course, hear it as soon as we get our hands on it here at K-Rock 955. And all right, you better get to school, mate.
Guys, thank you so much.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, there's a photo that's gone viral of a couple of gals enjoying the sunshine and the beach vibes of northern Sydney, sitting on a beach towel each. Each of them have a laptop. They're in their bathers, having a good time. People have kicked off and said, this working from home stuff is out of control. Like, how do you even know they're working from home? But if they were, it got us asking the question... If you're working from home, does it matter if you're actually not at home?
Yeah, like a lot of people do it from the pub, from the cafe, wherever. The internet's cheaper if you're using someone else's, that's for sure.
There is.
On 52232955, Christy in St. Leonard's, what do you think? Does it matter where you are if you're working from home, mate?
It does not matter. When we go away at Christmas, my cousin comes down from Queensland to Victoria and she works from there on a river and water skis in her break.
Oh, right. I love that.
Just on a conference call in her ear, like yeah. holding on to the rope with one hand and her finger on her ear the other, just going through the water, hey?
Yep.
I'm imagining her on the donut, right? She's like
laptop in her lap.
Or that spinny one where you go in the middle of the tube and she just gets thrown out the side. Does she do a bit of that?
I don't know what that is.
Every now and then.
Christy knows what I'm on about. How good are blown up toys on the river?
Christy?
Just side note.
Christy, great. Christy.
They're not actually safe on the river, more likely on the lake, but...
Okay. See, my friends put me on the river in one of those things.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't like me, but that's okay.
They were hoping you'd float away.
Yeah.
Christy, can you be vague but tell us what sort of work your cousin does?
She works in mental health.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, see, she's looking after hers.
Yeah.
So that's just, that's just
wonderful.
Showing people how to do your mental health right.
All right. So, well, Christy's confirmed it for us, but Tanya in Warm Ponds, what do you think? Does it matter where you're working from if you're working from home?
No, it doesn't matter where, what time, what you wear. Doesn't matter. As long as you attend the meetings on time, everything else, do it as long as you meet the hours, whenever it suits.
Okay, Tanya, imagine this, though. You've got to attend the meeting, but you're on the river with Christy and her cousin, and you've opened up the Zoom meeting. You've got your bucket hat on and your bikini top. Is that okay? Is that profesh? Or do you need to put a fake background and a fake shirt on?
I always have a fake background.
Oh, good.
I'm always like, oh, sorry, guys, my camera's not working for some reason. You can hear me, though, can't you?
Yeah, and he's a manager, guys, so it's really annoying.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.